After the Custer fight, the Sioux retired to the Bighorn Mountains, and there in the lush valleys, they spent the rest of the summer having victory dances and kill talks and enjoying themselves generally over their great victory. Then in the fall, they heard that a strong body of troops was being formed south of them under Crook, and one under Terry on the Yellowstone to the north, and that these were coming together like a nutcracker. So they started Crazy Horse and Sitting Bull, several of them, started to retreat northwest into Canada, the east and east and north to Canada. They always felt safer in Canada because the British were kinder to their Indians than we were. But when they reached the headwaters of the Heart River in what is now North Dakota, the Crazy Horse's people became homesick, and they wanted to go back. They had burned the prairie behind them 150 miles wide so that the cavalry horses would have no food in pursuit. And now they said that the country is black and that there's no food in the country, and the buffalo are gone. That maybe the white men will leave them alone if they just go back into their own country on the Tongue River. So they did start back, and at Slim Buttes in northwestern South Dakota, they encountered the 7th Cavalry again, and they fought all day in the rain at Slim Buttes, and then they fled to the Tongue River, and there on January 8th, 1881, in a bitter cold winter, General Miles came with a body of finely equipped foot soldiers, had long, warm overcoats, and they attacked. It's a dirty trick, you know. General Miles did it. Dirty trick. Attack those poor devils, you know, living in teepees, strike them in blizzard weather, punish the women and children and everybody. General Miles, that was his plan, to carry the campaign into the winter so that the Indians would die of starvation and cold. It was a dirty trick. Crazy Horse's people had little or no ammunition, and their guns had been given up anyway, so they couldn't have fought a battle. But they fought with gun butts and clubs, while the women fled with the children and the ponies. And they fled. A blizzard came on during the battle, and they fled during this blizzard down to the little Powder River, 150 miles south. And there they camped for the rest of the winter, starving. But during the late winter, Spotted Tail, who was the uncle of Crazy Horse, came up trying to induce his nephew to surrender. Because he was wise, he said, you can't whip these people there. There's a river of them coming. They're exhaustless. They're more than the leaves on the trees or the grasshoppers. You can't stop them. Make the best peace you can, because you can't do any better than that. We can't afford all of us to die. We can't all die. If we could, it'd be all right, but we can't. We can't all die. Some of us have to live. And we must make the best deal possible with the white men. You know, he was brave. He was the man who offered himself instead of his brulees. He went to... They sent a force out there to punish the Brulees for their depredations on the Platte. When the old Spotted Tail was out on the Platte River, you know, burning covered wagons, burning camps of white men and ranch houses and homes. Spotted Tail was a hellion, you know, when he was out there. And instead of letting his people be punished, he went... dressed for death and went to the soldiers and said, here I am, I ordered it. Don't punish them, I told them to do it. Punish me, here I am. They put him in jail. He was in jail for, I think, 2 years or 3 years. Oh, he was a man. Spotify was a man. It just, we would be very proud of him and Crazy Horse if he belonged to our history. 2 winters he was there. He had him in jail. They loved him, you know. The young men follow him. They charged many times with Spotted Tail leading them. Hookahay, hookahay. Yes, sir. He said in the spring, the powerful military forces will come against them, and also many Indians are turning against him. And he said, well, now what could Crazy Horse's people do against them all? Said Spotted Tail the Wise. And with the ancient question in his eyes that only time may riddle, gazing long now first upon the fat one in the wrong, Spotted Tail was fat with white men's food, he'd surrendered. The other found an answer. I could fight, and I could fight till all of us were dead, but now I have no powder left, he said. I cannot fight. Tell Grey Fox what you saw, that I am only waiting for a thaw to bring my people in. And he did come in early in the springtime and surrender to the United States forces at Fort Robinson in what is now northwestern Nebraska. And there he was a prisoner all summer, although he was allowed to roam over the grounds, the fort grounds. But during the summer, a rumor floated about the fort to the effect that Crazy Horse was still dangerous and that he was going to be arrested and imprisoned in the Dry Tortugas off Florida, imprisoned for life. And he heard this rumor. Probably some of his followers got it from some of the Indians hanging around the fort. He heard this rumor, so he fled in the night with his people to the camp of his uncle, Spotted Tail, which was about 20 miles away. He thought, just like a boy going to see his uncle, he was worried. He was worried. He thought maybe he'd be safer with his uncle. He didn't want to fight. He wanted peace. And so they sent out troopers to look for him. They're afraid that they would base a new revolt on him, you know. They'd use him as the spear point of a new revolt of the Sioux. And they could have done it. The other Sioux that had some weapons could do it. Brulees and Hunk Papas. Sitting Bull, you know, for a while they thought he was going to start out again. So they sent a squad out to look for Crazy Horse, see where he'd gone. And they found him in the camp of Spotted Tail. That's where we begin to tell about his death.